Okay. This guy, I don't think this guy ever told me where he's from. But his email is Kentucky. So maybe he's out of Kentucky. I don't know what his deal is. And
it's a long email. Is that
it? Is
all
a
those
very
pages?
Long email. Yeah. I was expecting a slow day today, so I brought this. But anyway, we start out in pretty pleasant circumstance. That's where all these bamboo people are. They try to be nice, you know.
Uh-huh.
Till I drive them over the edge with about six words. It says, first let me say that I knew a Mr. Parsons who lived out in Welburn. Well, he's talking about local stuff around here, so maybe he's just originally from Kentucky. Anyway, now let me get the read from email. I apologize if you're not the one that's spreading negative bamboo propaganda about bamboo.
He's the one.
He didn't have to apologize. You got him, buddy.
Bingo.
As a whole, I do, however, see your name associated with the subject on several different articles.
How about that?
Get out of here.
Really? You've written about the bamboo that much?
I guess so. Maybe the
name. Yeah, maybe you're an expert on
that. I think the name Dambu is that is what really captures it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that one word when I put in that about the buffalo grill.
Yeah,
Calvin.
That's right.
Remember, I used your article and put in one sentence.
That's right.
And the one sentence is all they remember. The
yeah, and it was the funniest thing, the delegation of lawyers.
Swooping down.
Well, I kept trying to tell them it was Calvin's article off of one sentence.
That seemed to be the part they objected to, huh?
Bamboo is not all bad, bamboo. Clumping, or here we go. So
you never
same old song.
You never said it's all bad. You just
know it.
I mean,
clumping bamboo will not take over your property, and is, now these are capitals, is beautiful, at least to anyone who enjoys growing plants and enjoys instant gratification. It comes in many colors, and he spells colors in English, the English colors. I don't know. This guy must be weird. Among several shades of green, and there is black and blue and yellow and gray and
sort of like
striped bamboo. It grows as ground cover, as short as 4 inches in height, and tall plants over 100 feet. That's my problem.
That's pretty tall.
I know a few clumps that only spread 6 feet since the early 1980s. Please check out some of the clumping bamboos before categorizing all bamboos as being bad. I will be first to admit that planting the wrong kind of bamboo, running or monopodal or whatever he's trying to call me, can be a major mistake. And anyone who is deciding planting bamboo will definitely need to research. After you research some clumping bamboo, then you will see how well adapted to this area it is. And I'm very, I've grown over 100 varieties in my lifetime, but clumpers are definitely my favorites. Lastly, bamboo is a very different plant, difficult plant to understand. It is made this way by misinformed and uneducated people such as myself. I put that in.
No.
I have heard so many false statements of bamboo, and I find it hard to believe that in this day and time, there are still so many narrow-minded people, that's
woo,
me, out there who are willing to down something before they truly understand it.
See, Jerry's the same way on Balma.
Yeah, I'm the same way on Balma. Thank you for your time. I hope you didn't ruffle your feathers. I've been defeathered by this stupid bamboo. I just wanted to let you know that there are, out of over 1,200 known varieties of bamboo, there are many great bamboos out there, including some of the runners, but clumpers are something that more people need to know about, and they are not bad, Milton.
Well, we had another individual in our neighborhood who planted bamboo move.
Did it?
Yeah.
So now, it's coming your way.
Yeah,
huh?
It's now somebody... The people, new people that moved in there will be calling in and saying, how do we control this stuff? And Jerry will get to say, did you plant it? And they'll say, no.
They moved. I'm telling you.
Changed their name and moved.
And so I took my medication. Forrest, when he was out of town,
oh,
he didn't get this. Or he might have left it for me when he saw the bamboo.
Just because, yeah.
And I said, I realize what you say is true. But the general public only knows bamboo as the spreading menace. They are sold in 98% of all retail nurseries in the state. See? Mm-hmm. I think I'm being very calm about this.
So far, so good.
I am, and not am, capitalized am, the one spreading the negative propaganda about bamboo, and I get many more amen brothers than I do positive stories about bamboo. What you bamboo lovers need to do is to convince wholesale producers like Color Spot, Hines, and Greenleaf to grow only clumpers. See, that would mm-hmm. solve the whole problem. Good luck in capitals. The reason they won't grow clumpers is because they're too slow to propagate and grow to a sellable size. You know, this native nursery out here has gone into growing nothing but bamboo. The one that in New Braunfels?
Really? Schumacher's?
Schumacher's has turned over a big percentage of their deal growing nothing but these clumping bamboos for the landscapers to use. And the reason they're doing that is because, and they're going to get a sellable price, I assume, because it's going to take them a long time to grow one sellable size. See, when you're in a commercial nursery business, you got to turn product. That's why they almost wouldn't grow those satsumas out there, because it took them a little longer than it did graft budding them. Okay, because it's over. Please forward me a listing of the nurseries from which clumpers can be purchased in quantity. Don't worry. I doubt if the list is going to be too long.
We'll see. Milton left a few weeks ago, and Jerry was just taking his new medication, and he was going kind of wild and crazy.
Yeah.
We were a little worried he'd never recover.
He's adjusting.
He's coming, yeah. He's
I
coming
think
a long
I've been
way.
Very calm
yeah.
about this.
Yeah.
I wish you bamboo people would get your heads out of the sand.
I'm sorry I said anything.
Out of the sand.
Thank God.
And take a look at the real world of marketing. This is what, unfortunately, I have to deal with. Okay.
Well, and lots of calls on...
Two-letter response, two-page response,
Holy
buddy.
Cow.
Two-page response.
You did 2 pages?
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
Now, that was all my response. Oh, okay. I thought it was very cordial.
In the meantime, if he had the running bamboo, it had gotten, as he finished typing, it had gotten 2 feet closer to his home.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but spreading negative propaganda about all bamboo is just not right. Getting more amen brothers than I do positive stories about bamboo just shows there are more stupid people out there than there are people with education. What is this guy with education?
You can
be deaf and dumb and moronic to feel that bamboo coming in your back door. I mean, you don't have to have an education to know what I'm talking about here.
He's saying you shouldn't have planted it. If you'd done your research.
And Jerry did not lump all those three descriptions together.
Either one of those.
Which ones? Oh, that's true. I guess. Oh.
Yeah. So,
and are willing to learn.
We're sorry if he offended anybody.
They're just not willing to learn. The people that planted those are just not willing to learn.
They are willing to move.
Hey, Milton, you could help me out with it. I haven't responded to this, Milton.
No,
you want to go back and
I'll
respond?
I'll let you respond.
Milton could write it.
Out of the 40, yeah. Out of the 45 plus different kinds of clumpers that I grow, only the least cold hardy are slow to propagate in this colder zone. The others can be divided and propagate as quick as any runner. Really? Why aren't they available? You obviously have never visited the ABS. Website. Is that American Bamboo Society?
I think so.
I don't know.
That's our guess.
I thought it was a venereal disease.
Either that or it's a printing machine.
There is a countless online nurseries that carry clumpers in quantity. Oh, yeah. I bet a Home Depot could sell every clumper bamboo in 24 hours that's produced in the United States. Anyway, everyone I talk with who starts out hating bamboo with a lack of knowledge on the subject, Milton,
mm-hmm.
say that it is a horrible plant and consider it a weed. Once I explain the growth habits and usefulness of the clumpers to them, they all agree that clumpers are great plants.
How fast do clumpers grow?
Real slow.
That's why people buy bamboo. When we've had people call, they call because they want something that will grow tall fast and make a screen that will spread rapidly until...
Into their neighbor's property.
Yeah, exactly.
And run them out of the neighborhood.
Okay.
All I'm trying to get across to you is that, yes, there is some bamboo out there that is very invasive and very difficult to eradicate and should not be planted without some knowledge of the plant. I don't care how much knowledge you have of that stupid thing. It's going to get away from you. But also, there are many good bamboos. In other words, he's considering. So in my opinion, you bamboo discreditors are the ones who need to pull their heads out of the sand and accept reality. And their reality is being there's not all bamboo is considered damboo.
Man.
I just hadn't run any of that non-damboo stuff.
He's angry.
Uh-oh, here we go. Start to get personal. You being a doctor, I would assume, would have more of a professional attitude. Well, nobody's ever accused me of having a professional attitude.
No.
Right, Calvin?
That's right.
That's an unrealistic attitude.
Towards any and all plants. No. You got me wrong. You're talking Paul Cox now. He loves all plants.
Oh.
And know them inside and out before discrediting the plant as a whole. Let's say, your first statement, the general public only knows the bamboo 98%, is what needs to be corrected. But it's people like you who keep the general public thinking that away.
Well, you
only start talking about this stuff when people start calling in
and look at
crying like a baby.
You subjected us in the radio audience to like 30 minutes of this. So who says that?
They look
to
people like you, a professor at the major agriculture university in the U.S. for answers. And all you do is degrade bamboo as a whole. How sad. I feel totally.
You should.
Totally. This is not a good way to start the year.
Why can't we all just get along?
I don't see how you have to deal with it. See, here we go. You don't see how I have to deal with it. Just as a note to bamboo lovers' job. Just as it is not the bamboo lover's job to convince wholesale growers to produce only clumpers. See, he's taking the easy way out. He don't understand. He don't want to change the situation. You know, that you got to buckle up and find the problem. The problem is that invasive bamboos are the main ones on the market right now. And these people like to talk about what they know about the good, you know, the good bamboos, and I'm sure there are some good bamboos out there. But they don't want to go and eradicate the problem or do something about getting rid of the problem. So my point is just make people knowledgeable about clumpers, and only a few, and I repeat, few varieties in the U.S. are aggressively invasive. But the few that are in the U.S. that are being sold in every nursery in this state and in this nation, probably. Again, I will admit myself that up to the 98% of horror stories about bamboo in the U.S. are due almost completely to this particular species that are being sold, which is why people should be educated, which is why you are where you are, TAMU, to teach.
Teach
and educate, not to discredit. Your job is to fully, and I'm glad to hear we got my job description here. My job is to fully inform people on a subject and not to give them partial info in order to sway them your way of thinking.
Seems upset.
I was just wondering, you know, it's hard for me to imagine that somebody could
get this emotional
about
bamboo, said,
both Jerry and the other person.
Then he said, he can tell by my reply that bamboo is a very touchy subject.
Oh, jeez.
Huh?
Wow.
This guy is psychotic, isn't he? I mean, psychic or something.
He's psychic, yeah. He can tell.
And that changing your mind or trying to get you to like bamboo is very unlikely.
We'll have, instead of Johnny Appleseed, we'll have Johnny Bamboo stock or something.
As a doctor, you should be more open-minded. As an Aggie, you should be more understanding and less quick to criticize.
That's the Aggies are known for their understanding.
I have no problem with someone liking bamboo. That is their prerogative.
Is this your response?
No.
Is this what he said?
Is he's still on me.
Is he still typing?
But I do have a problem with someone who spreads bad things about anything. What? Without giving or at least knowing the whole truth. I know the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. So help me, Bamboo. If you are getting nothing out of my email, at least try to be more open-minded and give reasonable advice on a subject that needs to be studied in depth before coming to conclusions.
This email, soon to become a major motion picture. All right, well.
We could make a Bamboo picture. Yeah, you know. I'll take a already aggressive Bamboo and have it some way irradiated where it's like a blob. You remember that old movie, The Blob?
Yeah, well, that's sort of what it feels like. when spring comes, it feels like it gets...
Milton, I want you to take this home and read this every night before going to bed. You have a negative attitude
have a negative attitude toward Bamboo.
I think you have a negative attitude.
308-8867, 308-8867. We're going to take a break while we do. Give us a call. Be part of the show. If you have a positive Bamboo experience, you're welcome to call in. Or if you have a negative one, you're welcome to call in. We had Bird.
No, I've done all the negative.
Oh, okay. If you just want to educate Jerry, basically Jerry's advice would be to pull your head out of the sand and get to the phone and call us at 308-8867. We'll take a break and come back and more with Milberger's Gardening South Texas in just a moment. I'm Milton Glickler.
And the weather report.
And the weather analysis in just a moment on AM 930 KLUP.